time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, back once again with James Anderson, Marion County Park District. Yeah, he's the guy. And Emily Cobble. Cobble, yeah, is his assistant and does programs for the kids, too. Okay, now, we have about 45 minutes here in the program today. What kind of programs do you have coming up for the month of June, including the fair?
All right, so actually today at Marion's Allgrass Trail, we're going to be doing a wild edible medicinal plant program.
Oh, medicinal.
Yep, at 5 o'clock p.m. So we're really focusing just about resources, a bit, what's out there, and how to use those resources.
What would you label as a medicinal plant?
So just plants that we can use to help better ourselves, like jewelweed, you know, of course, gets rid of poison ivy. And
now, what about purslane? Purslane has a lot of moisture in it. It has tuberous stems.
Okay.
And they say it's good in salads.
I've never had it, but okay.
I don't know if it's good medically, but
okay.
But there are a lot of things, aren't there, that you'll explain that actually can be eaten that people would just bypass.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, again, that's at 5 o'clock tonight at Marion's Allgrass Trail. So bring them out. Again, we talked about earlier our preschool program. That'll be tomorrow, and that's from 10 to 11:30. So if you got anybody who's 3 to 5 years old, they can be a little bit younger or older. They're more than welcome to come.
Okay, what would you show them?
So we're going to talk about skunks tomorrow. So I'll have my one pelt skunk, and then we always do show and tell, so whatever anybody brings, and then we just have different nature games and activities that they can do, and crafts.
Good. Kids love that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could go back to when I was about 9 years old or less. I went to a recreational, what would you call it, in Bucyrus, where they taught you crafts.
Okay.
The lady in charge taught me how to carve a sailboat.
Oh, that's cool.
And I still have it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I treasure that sailboat.
Awesome.
And it was during World War II, and I named it the Hornet.
The Hornet.
The Hornet was a prominent ship's name in World War II.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And every time I look at that, the Hornet. And my mother made the sails for it.
Okay.
And still have one of them. It's still together after 70-some years.
Wow. That's very lucky, Charlie.
But that just shows you, though, what can happen. I always think back of this lady that took the time to teach me to carve wood.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have crafts and different things, too.
Yeah.
Great. See, folks, you want to make sure you get out there. Now, to the schedule of events is on the internet.
Yes. It will schedule on Facebook on Friday, probably around 1 o'clock. It's already on our website. If you go in on MarionCountyParks.info or Google Marion County Ohio Park District, I'll make sure you have the Ohio in there.
Ohio, because you'll get Marion, Indiana.
Oh yes, or Marion, Kentucky, and all my other Marions.
There's 30 Marions in United States.
Okay. So that's one way you can find out. And of course, what we're doing right now, Do you want me to go ahead and talk about July programs?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. So for the month of July, we got a lot coming up. Like Charlie mentioned, all of the first week, we're going to be at the Marion County Fair, so we will not have any programs. That includes the no preschool program on that first Friday of July, because, again, we'll be at the Marion County Fair. On July 8th, we'll be having a bird watching program at Tallgrass Trail, starting at the trailhead at 8 o'clock in the morning. On July 11th, we'll be doing a kids' red, white, and blue craft on at the Tallgrass Trail, the shelter house, from 10 to noon. On the 12th, we'll be having our Kiddos at the Park outdoor preschool program from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Later on that day, we're going to be doing a fishing program at the trail at the lake. That'll start at 5 o'clock p.m., but please make sure if you are 16 or older, you must have a fishing license. On the 15th, we'll have another bird watching at the Tallgrass Trail, but starting at the D Cliff parking lot at 8 in the morning. On July 17th, we'll be doing an insect collection program at the Paradise Nature Preserve, starting at 2 o'clock p.m. On July 18th, I will be doing a Attracting Hummingbirds 101 program at the Tallgrass Trail Nature Center, starting at 6 o'clock p.m., so learn some tips on how to attract these little guys to your area. On July 19th, our outdoors preschool program from 10 to 11:30 a.m., and then later on that night, something really special. Bill Bender, he's a local here in Marion, and he has been doing some moth programs with us in the past, and he's going to be doing a moth program from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., so this is a great opportunity to learn about your local moth species here in Marion County. On the 20th, we'll be doing a kids pond study at the Greenspur Nature Preserve starting at 2 o'clock p.m. And then later on that night, I will be doing a what's called Finding Nocturnal Creatures program at the Tallgrass Trail starting at 9 o'clock p.m. So we're going to be talking about nocturnal, what does that mean, and what kind of nocturnal creatures can we find, from owls, the bats, the snakes, who knows? Come on out. On the 22nd, we'll be having another bird watching program at the Paradise Nature Preserve starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. On the 24th, the Mammals of Ohio program at Tallgrass Trail at the trailhead starting at 6 o'clock p.m. 25th, we'll be back here with Charlie from 10 to noon. And then later on that day, we will be doing a kids' nature craft at Tallgrass Trail at the Nature Center from 6 to 8 p.m. 26th, we'll be doing our outdoors preschool program from 10 to 11:30. Later on that night, Emily will be doing a night hike program at the Tallgrass Trail at the trailhead starting at 9:30 p.m. So please bring a red flashlight. 27th, we'll be doing a Marion, Ohio weather hike series at Tallgrass Trail, but starting at the lake. So make sure to park at the Her Road parking lot from 12 to 2. So this is a great way to get out and exploring Marion County parks and meet new people. The 28th will be at the Fun Day at Sawyer Ludwig Park from 1 to 5 p.m. So I guess that's new. I'm not really sure what that's all about, but we were invited, so we're excited. On the 29th, we'll be having another bird watching program at the Tallgrass Trail, starting at the trailhead at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then later on that day, we'll be doing Life Under a Log program at the Paradise Nature Preserve, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. And then for July 31st, Emily will be doing a kids' discovery hike at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve starting at 1 o'clock p.m. So she'll be doing some different nature games and activities. And then later on that night, she will be doing a insect collection at 9:30 p.m. again at Myers Woods Nature Preserve. And that's July. So like you said, a lot of programs.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Will she have to use a bug net or something to
catch? Yes. Yes.
Okay, all right.
She's been getting a lot of insects. And then I think I talked about before, we've had a Boy Scout who, for his Eagle Scout project, made several insect boxes for us. So that's kind of her project this summer.
Wow.
And she's going to put them in the box so then we can take them to schools and nursing homes and things like that.
Isn't that neat?
Yes. Wow. So we're really glad to have her on board.
Oh, I can imagine. You know, I got this bug net myself, and I used to go out, and it's amazing. You stick one out your car window and drive around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And it catches the bugs that are in the air.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe the variety of bugs.
Yeah, yeah. There's quite a few, isn't there?
And I know there's the bugs that infest corn. There's
weevil.
Three or four varieties.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different species.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. So that's an area, my land, you can sure get your feet wet in.
Oh, yes. Got to love entomology.
Oh, yeah. And the trail and everything. It's just has grown over the last few years.
Yes, it has.
And it continues on.
Yes.
You see, in the future, even broadening the scope?
You mean like expanding?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're done with our part now. We've talked in the past. Whirlpool, we're trying to team up with them to help it come into here in the city of Marion. And, of course, we have to sweet talk Harding County, and that's up to them if they want to go.
Yeah, you know, that I'm really surprised at them.
Well,
now, they've got a lot of new industry over there.
They do. They do.
Oh, my land.
It's just going to take the right people and the right push.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are interested in it, especially like their YMCA, their health department,
sure.
and a lot of individuals. Yeah. But they're trying to actually kind of start a group, and then they're actually going to present it to their county commissioners in the future.
That's good, yeah.
At least that's what we were told. So
the longer the trail, the better off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My.
It's just they're going to run into a little more problems on their half than we did, especially if you get west of Kenton. A lot of the farmers already tore up the railroad and made it farm fields, and even though it's still owned by the railroad. And then a few people made it their front yard.
Oh, yeah.
There was one guy, he said the railroad sold it to him for a couple cans of meat, so you don't know how legal that is.
Now, that sounds very similar to a case south of Marion along Route 4, the old CD&M line.
And we're working with them, with the Delaware Park District.
Okay. And that goes through a lot of front yards.
Yes.
So.
How to kind of prevent that, it would start at Smith Park off of Troy Road, and then it would end in Prospect Park.
Oh, okay.
But it does have the ability, like you said,
yeah.
if they wanted to, they could put it through, but it would go through a lot of people's front yard. So that's why we agreed that we would just stop at Prospect Park.
I can still remember little diesel engines pulling cars full of coal.
Okay.
Down to the power plant.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's where Greensboro is, right across.
Down through their front yards with hauling coal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was all. Man, that was a long time ago.
And then, like I said, that's where Greensboro is.
That's right.
All right there, our nature preserve.
Yeah. So what is outstanding at Greensboro this year?
I would say a lot of migrating waterfowl. It's got a little pond. And we named Watkins Pond for remembrance of John Watkins, because that was his property, but he helped acquire it to us. It's funny, it's not very wide and it's not very deep. I can stand in the middle and it comes up to my knees, so it's only a few feet tall. Now, with all this rain, it's probably a little higher, but we still get a lot of interesting waterfowl. Even the divers, I didn't think it was wide enough, but buffleheads, canvasbacks.
Really? No
I've seen shovelers there, teals, both blue-wing and green-wing teal. So, tiny little pond, but it's got a lot of interesting wildlife.
Wow. It's amazing what goes on if you're familiar with knowing what's happening.
Yeah, just got to keep your eye out.
That's right.
Or if you don't know what's what, bring a camera and then take a picture.
Is there any books that you would recommend, guides to birds and in other animals?
Oh, yeah. For birding, I recommend Kaufman. It's set up like Peterson, but instead drawings is actual photography.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, Audubon's are always a great book for mammals and reptiles, amphibians,
right.
and things like that.
Yeah, Audubon, he was quite an artist.
He was.
Wow. Yeah, I've had... I remember I bought an Audubon book for my mother probably 60 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And since that time, I come across one. So I've got two of them.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, we're coming up on break time here. We'll be back with James in just a moment and talk more about things that you can see out here in the great outdoors. And since I'm so familiar with all this, I've been out there for years and years and years until I got to the point where you don't do that much anymore. You just think about it. But it's so wonderful to be outdoors and know what you're seeing and look for things. Okay, the time right now is 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with James Anderson on our last ditch. not ditch. Yeah, down in the ditch, you'd be surprised what there is.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of wildlife in ditches.
Boy, you're not kidding. And
snapping turtles sometimes will do that, yeah.
And if you were to drive out to on Holland Road to the trailhead for the Tall Grass Trail and park there and walk around are there some things there for kids, to play on? Or?
Yeah, there's that outdoor-themed playground that we have. So there's a spider web, there's a beehive, there's a flower talk thing where you can talk at one end to the other, mushroom stumps, flower stem balance beam thing, the dragonfly teeter-totter, so yeah. We get sometimes film families just come to the playground and that's it. So, I mean, hey, it gets them outdoors. Hey,
it's okay. And then you can look up there at those tall blades slowly turning.
Yeah, from the windmills. Yep.
I wonder how much electricity they're generating.
Somebody told me, but I forget. It was quite a bit.
Yeah, I think I heard one time, too. But it's massive. And now I read 2 days ago where there is a robot that they can attach to one of those blades that crawls up and down the blade examining it for any defects.
Wow.
Because
preventing a human from getting on there.
Yeah, right. And there are a lot of things with those blades. They're so big and cumbersome, they got to keep good track of them, keep them in repair.
Yeah.
I can imagine it must be expensive. But, this robot will tell you where that blade has any problems.
Isn't that interesting where how technology has gone to?
Well, and when you think about it, technology in the new cars, they'll tell you if you're getting too close to another car, this and that and everything else.
Yeah, my wife just bought a new RAV4 2017, and like you said, if she gets really close, it'll beep at her, or if she starts to swerve a little bit off the line, it'll beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. That's something.
Gets a little annoying after a while.
Well, yeah, it would. That's how I feel too. Yeah, I want to drive this myself. But in life today, everything seems like it wants to go digitally. And are we ready? Because we're so liable to problems if that's followed up.
That's possible.
Well, look what we claim we did to Iran. We messed up their computer system. And boy, they didn't like that very much. But see, we can get in just like they can get into ours, whatever. Are we ready for all this? Or do you want to go back to good old days? Wow. Okay. Then you think of today's computerisms, robotics and everything. Then you look down and there's a little ant running across the sidewalk. And where is he going and what's he doing and why is he going so fast? You can't answer that with a computer.
No.
But what do ants do? Do you know anything about the life of an ant crawling around your yard? Are they just taking care of one another or what?
Well, they are scavengers, so they will eat a lot of dead things. They do actually help disperse seeds like trilliums. I think we talked about last month. So the trillium will produce a pheromone in one of their seeds. And it's basically like steak to the ant. Yeah. So they'll take the seed, they'll take it to their hive, and they'll eat the outer covering. And then what's left over is basically the seed, and they'll put it in their compost pile. But next thing you know, you got a trillium that's blooming there. So it helps with seed dispersal.
Yeah.
So they are really important. And, of course, food. They are a food source for a lot of other animals.
Now, isn't it interesting, too, how one ant can transport a load that a human couldn't begin to...
It is interesting on how they're able to carry things heavier than themselves.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Nature is amazing.
Yeah. Now, inside an anthill, you don't have an anthill out there for display, do you?
No.
Do you have a beehive or anything?
Not yet. But if there might be somewhere naturally, so we usually get a lot of the hornet's nests that.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
That build on the trail.
Yeah, all right. There's hornets everywhere, but they got a pretty hefty sting too.
Yes, they do.
In contrast to some bees, unless you really have to disturb the bees to get them to sting, I guess.
Yep, because for bees, once they sting, it basically hurts the internal organs and then it kills them.
Yeah.
But versus wasps and hornets, their stinger is hooked and then they can sting you multiple times.
Oh, is that
times.
Right? They can bang away. Oh.
Yeah, so they don't care, but bees, it's like their last resort.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Yeah, now that would be interesting to know why are they designed that way. We don't know.
No.
Now, another thing, too, I saw on a wildlife program the other night around the Nile or somewhere, all these swarms of birds or insects or whatever, black clouds of them.
Oh, yeah.
And the big thing is, how do they manage to fly by themselves? I mean, and not run into others?
We still don't know.
No, isn't that? We might know a lot, but I don't think we've discovered that.
What you're talking about is the starlings, yeah.
Yeah.
Passenger pigeons was another bird that used to do that, but now they're extinct. So.
That's right. Passenger pigeons by the millions.
Yep.
Until people with guns said, hey, fair game.
That's right. That's right.
And down they came. Yeah. And now I heard on television yesterday people complaining about the blue mold or whatever it is on the Buckeye Lake.
Oh, the blue-green algae?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they claim it's the result of Canada geese.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're... Yeah, that's not blue-green algae. Yeah. Canada geese, they can hurt ponds. And, of course, a lot of bacteria, salmonella can occur. And, yeah.
Will there ever... Do you think there ever be a time when we have to take some measures to reduce some of the population of the Canada geese are overwhelming?
There could be a day. Some areas actually do handle that. You have to be licensed.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can't just be the average Joe and out there with a gun and start shooting them. Because it's funny, they are still kind of federally protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
Yeah.
So if you shot them, of course, then you would be state offense and federal offense, and it's very complicated.
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah, but Canada geese, I remember back in 1950s, I was up at Kildare Plains, and I was talking to the administrator, the man in charge, and at that time he had all these Canada geese under a net.
Yeah.
And he wanted them to imprint, and they did. And they left there, and they imprinted everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's actually funny when you're talking about that. Geese and deer were actually considered an endangered species at one time in Ohio and Marion County.
Wow.
And it's hard to believe that, but thanks to wildlife management and conservational efforts, I mean, now they have flourished, and now they're considered a nuisance.
Yeah. Success. Yeah. Maybe the Indiana bat will become...
Maybe. And I think I've mentioned this many times on your show, but there was a gentleman around the Prospect region who said he saw a deer, and this was in the early 40s, he told me, and he was going to report to the Marion Star. Well, he didn't have a camera, so he didn't report it because he said, well, nobody would believe him. And I just laugh about that because now you see deer everywhere.
Oh, my land, yes. It's just amazing how... And what is... Well, we talk about climate change causing problems. But there's some things happening that's not causing a problem. I mean, with all the, you know, like the deer population. Why do we have so many deer now we didn't before?
Big thing is hunting. Hunting has gone down.
Is that right?
And then of course, your deer are getting smarter, and they're moving into urban areas like Marion and Caledonia. And so these places don't, and you're not allowed to hunt.
That's right.
And so with no predators around, well, guess what happens to your deer numbers? Psh, they go up.
Yeah, especially.
But the big thing is, yeah, hunting has gone down a lot over the years.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, not as many men are involved in hunting deer. But it's a job. I mean,
it basically is. It's the fun hobby, but it is almost a job. And it does cost a lot of money because you've got to buy license and permits, and then make sure you have the right equipment and the clothing and calls. I mean, it adds up.
Isn't there something with deer that a scent thing in their legs you've got to remove, or it will scent the meat or just?
Oh, they have a gland. They have a gland at the bottom of their hoof and also their eye. They have several glands.
Okay, and they've got to be careful of that or remove, so it will not
taint the meat. Yeah,
taint the meat.
Yep. Same. Like if you were ever going to eat a mink, you know, you don't want to hit that bag, or it can taint the meat.
Really?
I haven't heard anybody eating mink, but when you're skinning it out for pelt purposes, I've hit the bag before when I was younger, and it stinks.
Oh, all these things! Wow. I remember. I think I told you many times. Maybe I used to speak once a year to the Pleasant Adult Farmers. And every year they would give me what they said, coon bologna.
Coon bologna.
And I didn't know any difference. I thought it sure was good.
Yeah.
But then I found out it was really deer bologna.
Oh, okay.
But they used to load me down with it. That was good. Yep. Now James, there's a on the market now, you might see hot dogs. Since you're involved in cookouts and different things, some hot dogs listed as uncured.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen that in the advertising yet, you will. An uncured hot dog is one made without
with steroids and other chemicals?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've eliminated that from them, and so they call them uncured.
Okay.
I think they could come up with a better title. You know, uncured is not an attractive title for people to buy them. But apparently, they're better for you.
Okay.
I don't know how popular they are or how they're selling at all. But uncured hot dogs. Okay. 10:43 is the time now. We've got a lot of people out there listening. I hope they haven't gone to sleep. And we invite you to call 740-383-9944. Is there anything in the great outdoors that you're not familiar with, or you'd like to know more about, or would like to ask a question about? Please give us a call. James is here, and that's good. James is here every month, the last Thursday of every month, and wide open. You can ask him anything about the great outdoors. Okay, so the first coming up this weekend, since we're going to have, let's see, this is what, Thursday. What's the biggest event for this weekend at the Tallgrass Trail?
For this event, or for this weekend, we don't have anything. Like I said, the last program for the month is our kiddos program, which is tomorrow on Friday. And then today at 5 o'clock is our medicinal edible plants program at the Tallgrass Trail. And that's June. So now our big paleontology in the park event, we had almost 250 people that came out.
Really?
Oh, we were blessed. It's called Paleontology in the Park. So paleontology is dinosaurs, mammoths, and other prehistoric animals. But boy, we had a record breaking. It was amazing.
You had a resource person talking about
Wayne Fowler, our one volunteer
about paleontology.
Yeah, he brought in some real paleontologists from the main campus at OSU, Then our one board member who also works at the Marion OSU campus, she brought in the Marion Mammoth Bones.
Oh.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, and we did stuff for all ages, from little
Scott,
kids.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're back once again with James Anderson, the head of the Marion County Park District, and boy, it's a busy park district. Now, there's so much activity that you need to keep track of this, and you need to go in. If you type in Marion County Park District, Ohio, or Marion County, Ohio Park District, you'll get the calendar, won't you?
Yep, sure will.
And there are so many events, and a lot of these will be things that you'd be interested in, I'm sure. So, overall, what seems to be the most popular events you do?
I would say between the night hikes and the preschool program, preschool program.
What do you do on the night hike?
We do different nighttime experiments. We do a few with the eyes and nose, ears, do one with a little piece of candy, and I'm calling nocturnal creatures, and then if it's a clear sky, I have a laser, and we point at the stars.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a good time.
Hey, that's right. With a laser? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a green laser. It can go about 3 miles up. It's the ones that you got to watch out. You don't want to shine at planes, and you get in trouble.
Well, that's interesting. So you can point out constellations?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. And I know in Crawford County, they formed an astronomy club.
Yes.
Nothing against it. Pour me one over here.
Maybe one day, yeah, we might.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, there's a lot of things up there in the sky to see, and a lot of things below your feet to see.
Yes, there is, all around you.
Yeah, right. It can't get away. 11:48 is the time, 740-383-9944. Okay, now, let me see. You used to be on WMRN once a month prior to being here.
Yep.
Now, you're still going to do a thing over there?
Yes, it's called the podcast. I'm not familiar what that means, but I'm going to be starting up next month, same day, same time. But I don't know how you research that. I assume you type in podcast, WMRN.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's all new to me.
Yeah, well, I tell you, a lot of this is new to me, too. Yeah, things, you know, all these new advances. Every day there's more and more things.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Okay, my guest today, James Anderson, who supervises and in charge of the Marion County Park District. Okay, now we'll go over to where Trella Romine used to live. Now, her house is on one side of the river.
Yep.
But up the river, just a few hundred feet, is the Paradise, the little park-like, or where they have picnic tables.
Oh yes, that's the canoe launch.
Oh, okay.
Which is owned by us, by the park district.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I know it's all confusing. There's the Paradise Nature Preserve, which we are in charge of, and then there's the Paradise Nature Center, which is their own board and their own thing. It's Trella's son, David.
Right.
He's the CEO of the Paradise Nature Center. And they do programs once a month.
Oh.
If you Google in Paradise Nature Center, you show up to different programs.
Interesting.
I think last month Bradley Cooper did one on spiders.
Oh.
Yeah. Or no, not Bradley Cooper, Rich Bradley.
Yeah, Rich Bradley.
Yeah, Rich Bradley did on
spiders. Mr. Spider-Man.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
And then I think they're doing bats this month, I think. Ooh. I think. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but...
Yeah.
And yeah. I've done several programs over there.
Interesting. Okay. Now, you say a canoe launch. You can actually bring your canoe and launch it?
Yeah. Yeah. Now...
Where do you leave your car?
Well, there's the parking lot right there, but then finding a spot to get off, especially in the Marion County area, is a little hard. There was one guy who told me he did it, and he started from there, from the canoe launch, and then right there on the bridge, basically by your house.
Yeah.
And that's where he got off, because if not, then it's all landlocked, private property, unless it's your property or it's somebody you know that gives you permission. But if you were to walk off, you could get trespassing.
Oh, yeah, because, and people along the river, I guess owned to the middle of the river on either side.
Yeah, there's so much, it's basically the right at the shore, and then once you go right after that, then it's technically private property.
So the days of taking a bucket with worms in it and a pole and everything and walking along the river, you can't necessarily do that anymore because that's private property.
Yeah, again, unless it's yours or you know the person.
Right.
Now, if you go further into Delaware County, they have a lot of public areas where you can get off of.
Yeah, they got a lot of... city parks down there, don't they?
They do, and I actually was last weekend at Mingo Park, at one of their city parks.
Yeah.
I represented the park district, and I gave a nature hike. It's funny. It's not my park, but I did a hike.
I'm familiar. We used to go to reunions.
That's a beautiful park there at Mingo.
I got a frog. Okay. I don't know if it's the oxygen that I breathe or if it's just me. But hopefully one of these days, things will smooth out.
Yeah.
Oh, my. But that's the way it goes. Yeah, Mingo Park. That's interesting. They have a trail all the way around the park.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And you could go even, it's kind of like you, in a secluded area there. You can walk among trees and kind of neat, right? Right in the heart of Delaware, you might say.
Yeah, and actually, it was funny. I guess last week, most of it was underwater.
That's right.
Yeah, and luckily for their festival, it was not flooded, so we lucked out.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. Yeah, I was down there a couple of weeks ago. They had something going on downtown. They had the downtown blocked off.
Oh, yeah, it's probably their first Friday offense.
Probably was, yeah. Well, let's see, 10:53 is the time. And if you have any questions about the Marion County Park District, I'd like to hear from you. But there's a lot going on, and go to the internet and type in Marion County, Ohio Park District, and you'll pop up the...
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And then also that website will explain about our other parks, the locations. And so if you really want to explore, I always recommend go on that website.
Okay. Now, the programs you're doing in the Park District, in age-wise, what do they run about? From 3 on up?
Yep, from 3 to seniors, so basically all ages.
Now, you do some programs, apparently, from the Trailhead building?
Yes, yep, we do it there. Now, during this time of year, we try to do as much as we can outside. But, yeah, we'll do a few there at the building.
Okay, now, over at the lake... That's a great place.
Oh, it is. Beautiful.
Who would have ever thought that when they were taking dirt to make a landfill out of there, someday it would become a lake?
I know, right?
Isn't that something?
Hard to believe.
And that landfill is like a small mountain.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And that stuff in there will be there forever.
Yep.
Right. And they have to monitor that all the time.
Yep. That's owned by the city of Marion. Yep.
Yeah, isn't that something? Wow. And then, of course, the Marion Water Company is located out there, too.
Yeah, Aqua. Yep. Yeah. Yep, they're our neighbors.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So there's a lot of things going on. Now, let me see. I tell you what. Let me see. I will give a ticket to the zoo, a pair of tickets to the zoo. If you call and give me the name of the bat that we've been talking about so much about, if you can name that bat, I will give you a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. That's the only thing we were giving away today, incidentally.
That's actually where my wife is right now.
Is that the Columbus Zoo?
Yeah. Well, they're at Zumbezi Bay, and then they'll go to the Columbus Zoo afterwards.
It'd be nice and warm for Zumbezi Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. 7403-839-944. If you'd like to go to the zoo, give me a call. And see if you can tell me the type of bat that we've been talking so much about.
Did you hear last week or last month? I won a pair of wild tickets from here.
Really?
I did.
Oh.
I was actually still in the parking lot, and I had the radio, the station on, right. And sure enough, I answer a question right, and I've never been able to, because either I don't know the answer or someone's beating me to it, and I was tickled to death. So we're going to the wilds, I think, sometime next month.
Oh, that'd be really a nice experience.
So I thank Scott Spears for allowing me bringing those tickets.
And back years ago, when the shovels that were made here in Marion dug coal out over there.
Okay.
And then came the laws. You got to restore this
the
way it was.
Yep.
And that's why we have the wilds now.
And, you know, it's funny about the wilds. They have what's called the burrowing beetle, which was an endangered species. And they're actually coming back. And the wilds is, for some odd reasons, really good habitat.
Is that right?
For this little beetle.
Oh, how do they operate?
They've grabbed these beetles. They kept them in captivity, and then they bred them, and then they released them in the wild, because they were no longer found in Ohio one time, and now they are starting to increase. But the wilds is basically the only spot where you can find this beetle.
Interesting. Well, the same way they put otters in the river.
Yep.
And now
in 1986. Yep, they believe by 1980 most of them were gone, and so in 86 did the Fish and Wildlife grab otters from Colorado, Pennsylvania, and different states, and then reintroduce them to the four main watersheds. I think, what was it? Olentangy, Kokosing, Scioto, and Musqueam. And now they've been thriving, and they're found in mainly eastern Ohio, but a little bit here in Marion.
They'll eventually work their way here.
Yeah, they were taken off the endangered species list in 2002.
Okay.
So, right. And now you can legally trap them in selective counties.
Okay, now beavers. Is there a season on beavers?
Yes, there is a season. I can't remember the day, but it's usually in the wintertime.
Okay, now do people use anything other than their hide or their fur?
The oil from their tail, the castrum oil.
Really?
Is actually worth more than the pelts these days.
I've never heard of that.
Because you can use it as artificial flavoring, or people put in perfumes.
Oh.
Now, they used to really do it in perfumes, but it's really a flavoring, and it's actually approved by the USDA that you can use it.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, it has a vanilla smell. Some people say popcorn, I think, kind of smells like vanilla.
Yeah. How do you get that close to a beaver?
Oh, well, you'll unfortunately have to trap it and all, yeah.
And do people trap beavers? They don't shoot them. Do they trap them?
They'll trap them with a conibear.
Oh, okay.
Which basically, I tell people, it's like a giant mouse trap.
Oh.
So they go in, and then it snaps their necks. So.
Wow. And all you hear is squeal.
Yes.
Well, then, I never heard that about the tail of a beaver.
Yeah. It's got that special oil.
Oh, gee. See, our listeners, make sure your ears are tuned in.
Well, you might remember this. You ever watched your mom's perfume? You know, how was that brown color?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was because of many things, from the beaver oil. They used to use whale blubber. They used to use a lot of animal byproducts in old-fashioned perfume. And that's why I had that brown color to it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So if you still have laying around, it still can last for a very long time.
My. It's like honey from a bee. They found some in a pyramid.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It was still good.
Yep. Wow. Can last for a long time.
I wonder if it turned to sugar yet.
Yeah.
But, okay, my guest today has been James Anderson, Marion County Park District. And don't forget, on the internet, type in Marion County, Ohio, Park District, and you'll get all the events. And it's been a pleasure having James today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Charlie.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you next month, same time.
Yep, see you next month.
Same station. Okay. It's coming up on 12 noon. Hopefully, the weather be good. You'll be able to go out this weekend, have some fun, enjoy yourself, and enjoy nature. It's all around us. You're listening to WWGH in Marion, Ohio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam factories go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, it's naughty. But it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I would do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But just let me talking and I keep going.
To the oldest working actor in Hollywood, 101-year-old Norman Lloyd.
Now, did you like that, Norman, when that edict came down? Did you like to be told to stop driving?
Well, I tell you, I liked the idea of driving, so I felt deprived that he was saying you can't drive anymore. But I enjoyed the authority with which he said to me, you cannot drive anymore. I thought, well, things have lined up pretty good now. I'm the kid and he's the old man. And, you know, it's continued on every level since. So I feel I'm in my second child and I've got a new father.
Norman,
He has no humor about it at all. He says this is the way it is. And, you know.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by typing in WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals.